cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
There'll be times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, that will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. Coming to you live this morning, this March 25th, 2017. Coming to you live from the Radio Ranch. And all the sun's trying to creep up over those mountains. It looks like a beautiful sunrise this morning. And we welcome you. And good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
And good morning, John.
Morning.
And good morning to the remnant. And thank you for joining us. Well, John, we'll turn it over to you and have you open with prayer, if you would, sir.
Sure. Well, Heavenly Father, we praise you, Lord. We thank you for this opportunity to come together and to encourage one another to love and good deeds. Father, we love you, and we know that there is no salvation but through the blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you that we're not only called, but we're chosen. We thank you for the things that you've revealed to us over these past 30 years. We thank you for a pastor that had the guts to tell us the truth amidst all of this Babylonian political correctness. Father, we ask that you would continue to stir up our spirits, Lord, that we would continue to desire to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and hunger and thirst for the truth, and that just as your word says, in the last days, knowledge would increase. Father, we ask for more Holy Spirit. We ask for wisdom and discernment. Father, we ask for those greatest gifts, Lord, that your word says that you would distribute among the body, Lord, the body of Christ, which is the church. So, Father, help us to put aside our own selfish wills and wants and desires, not our needs, but our wills and our wants and our desires, and to seek to do your will, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We ask this morning that the Holy Spirit would work through each and every one of us, Lord, and that you would convict us of what it is that you would have us to discuss that is either a warning to your people or just an acknowledgement of the things that we need to do. Father, your word says in 2 Chronicles 7:14 that when your people who are called by your name humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, then you will hear from heaven, forgive our sin, and heal our land. Father, I thank you for this greater understanding regarding humbling that you've shown me in past couple of weeks, and I just pray that you would grant me a special anointing and guide and direct me, give me wisdom and understanding, and that Sunday morning that this message would be powerful, Lord, that it would convict your people of the importance of this simple truth. Not a pleasant truth, but it's a simple truth that you've given us to empower our prayers. So, Father, I ask that you prepare your people's hearts and minds and souls to receive these truths. Bless this time of fellowship this morning. We give you all the praise and all the glory. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, we'll have the phone lines open up today, 307-745-5913, if you want to call in. And we are broadcasting out on shortwave and on the internet, as well as up on the audio satellite. And I think you can call in. Jason, do you know that, has that number changed, the call-in number?
Nope. Same as it always has been.
Okay. That's the... I've got it on my phone here. I don't need to dial it. I don't use it too often.
I thought it just changed recently. I think Nick sent out a number, and I don't know if it was the same one that's always been. Didn't somebody call in one night and say that they changed the number?
Yes, yeah, somebody did.
Confirm that.
I have no idea what number there was. There's additional rollover numbers, but it's still the same number to call in.
Yeah.
Okay.
So. Anyway, 832-999-1792. You can call and listen. And, of course, to call in and leave a comment or have a comment or ask a question is our live number that's open this morning is 307-745-5913 if you want to give a call. Hopefully you're reading your Bible with the Bible reading plan or some plan to read it daily. We're getting through Job, not going to get through all of it, but gets through Job 27 and 28 today, and then starting tomorrow, we go back to Isaiah. And so I want to encourage you to use the Bible reading plan that we've mailed out. Use it as a tool, the tool that it was intended to be, to help you, to remind you, just to be a reminder, if nothing else, of reading through the Bible. And you may say, well, I've read that before, but again, especially through Job, you find so much. It can be a little hard reading through Job sometimes, and it seems to be kind of the same thing, Job and his friends and the comments that they're making. But you read through it, and you will gain an understanding. We are to have his words in our heart and his words in our minds, and you don't get that from watching TV. Let me tell you. You get it from reading the Word.
You know what's a blessing, I think, is and a change of heart over the years is, you know, when you first start maybe trying to keep up with the Bible reading plan, you consider it a chore. You know, oh, man, do I really have to read this much today, this and that. And what I find myself lately, especially I was in 1 Samuel reading, and it was only, you know, up to a certain point, and I just kept right on reading all the way through 1 Samuel, and then I read all the way through 2 Samuel, and then I went over and started to catch up on the Psalms that I needed to read. So I think that's, in my life, it's super encouraging, and that's an answer to prayer of hungering and thirsting for the truth and wanting to continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I know that there's several more areas in my Bible that are highlighted, things that I believe the Holy Spirit has shown me that I don't think I ever saw before, that's really awesome.
That's really exciting.
Absolutely, it is. It is. You know, the Bible says that we are to judge angels. We will judge angels one day. Well, to judge, you have to kind of know what you're talking about. A judge that sits on a bench, we would hope today, would have been someone that's been to law school and has had experience in applying the physical law that they have studied. And so for them to, you know, for someone to become a judge, they have to have some experience. They have to, but they have to know the law. We would like to think that anyway.
Yeah.
I know that there's some that can't seem to pour you know what out of a boot based on some of the judgments they hand down. But I was thinking about that, how that applies to us as Christians. And you know, to be a Christian is not just to repent and be baptized and then you're done. That's it. And then you sit on the couch and watch TV and, well, I'm done. No, that's a beginning. And part of it, part of our daily walk needs to be reading His Word, seeing what it is that He is going to, like you said, John, reveal to us today that the last time we were in this part of the Word was not revealed to us. And that's how, that's one of the ways, anyway, I think the Holy Spirit and how God works is that He reveals these things to you when you need to see them.
Yeah.
You know, the thing we miss, though, we say that they're educated, Harvard and all, you know, all the other stupid law schools, but the bottom line is, if they do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, they cannot rule justly. That's the bottom line.
Absolutely.
And you know what? The problem is that we, as the watchmen of, over the house of Israel, fell asleep. And the real shibboleth is, if they're not washed in the blood, if they're not born again of the water and the Spirit, we should never have allowed them in a position of authority. That's the truth of the whole matter. And Lord willing, in this series on spiritual warfare, I hope to expose some of that as well. But the reality is, a teacher that does not know the Lord Jesus Christ cannot teach properly. A judge that does not know the Lord Jesus Christ cannot judge properly. A doctor that does not know the Lord Jesus Christ cannot heal. All of these things, God gave us the shibboleth. The shibboleth is that they are Christians, born again of the water and the Spirit, washed in the blood. That's the true shibboleth that we failed.
Agreed.
To use when we've appointed people in positions of authority, and that's why we pay the price that we pay. But when we get our lives right, when we get our lives in order, including order in the home, which some people don't want to hear, when we get our church in order, then there's something called the courts of heaven that we're going to start to talk about here in the next several months, that God's given us the right to take these people before Him and say, they are hindering your people. These are the things that they are doing. And when we do that, He will judge them. But we have to be very careful that we're in the proper order before we do that. That's what I see.
Agreed. Even in the Bible reading plan today, it's all through the Bible, but at the end of Job 28:28 says, the fear of the Lord is wisdom, and to turn from evil is understanding. And so it is. It is that godly wisdom is there. And agreed, the people that think they are wise, with the book learning and the degrees on the wall, without that knowledge of God and the understanding of God, it's just the foolishness of the world. And that's all it is.
Absolutely. Man's education is foolishness. And the reality is, the more that you're educated in the world, the further you'll be educated away from God. There are so many PhDs. I've heard horror stories of parents who are godly parents who have raised their children to fear God and to love God and to serve God that have gone off to college and not only finished 4 years, but went on and finished another 4 years and then another 2 years and got their piled higher and deeper. And all that happened was that they were educated away from God, and they regret it.
And the parents paid for it. They paid to have their children educated away from God.
Good. In a lot of cases, once you get your 4-degree, you can apply for grants, and there's all kinds of grants that pay for higher ed is as far as doctorates and PhDs, and so, you know, it's a system. It's a Babylonian system.
It is.
And many are sucked into it.
Agreed.
One thing I thought, Jason, it was interesting. It was the headlines were Nebraska Democratic Party includes voter registration forms in refugee welcome baskets, and basically they were putting together these welcome baskets for these refugees. Refugees, some of them were legal refugees, some of them were illegal refugees, but they were passing out care packages to them, which consisted basically of a you know, brand new laundry basket, towels, food, water, different sort of things. But one of the things that was in there was each one of them had a note in there from the Nebraska Democratic Party, and put in there their voter registration cards for and they went out and they were putting them in and asking the non-citizen immigrants to vote for them, and had a instruction sheet on how to fill it out.
Wow, that's in the heartland.
Yeah, and it was. Everywhere else, I mean, you're talking about that taking place, and then the thing was, is they were even bragging about it. They were talking about it, and it's something that should be, you know, should be clearly criminal. It's something that just is absolutely ridiculous and illegal, and you know that's the kind of thing that they're trying to do. And, you know, I mean, it just goes to show you, I mean, that how crooked these politicians can be. I mean, I think it's a real good statement of that.
Yeah, I can recall a story that I told before about Lake McConaughey, which to most in Colorado is known as the poor man's Caribbean, 110 miles of white sand beaches. And it used to be such a blessing and such a reward to be able to plan a weekend and to go out there and camp right on the beach, and you know, the kids can play just feet away from your trailer or whatever, and it's just good inexpensive fun, you know.
Yeah.
And the last time I went, it was the most discouraging, disgusting experience I think I can remember in recent memory. We had stayed at the campground this time to be able to have electricity and water and all that, and going to the public showers and the restrooms, there was toilet paper all over, and there's signs that are put up now that say, please do not throw the toilet paper on the floor. I mean, like, they don't even know how to use a toilet, and it's in, you know, three or four languages, and it's like, wow, how did, you know, and this happened, like, overnight, to be honest with you, because I think it was maybe 2 years before the last time I had gone there and experienced this, but then you get out in the boat, and you're in the bays, and you're driving around the beaches, and there's plywood huts and tarps and all this things, makeshift housing along the sides of Lake McConaughey, and then you get out into the into a bay that try to get out of the wind and stuff, and there's all these illegals and foreigners that are riding jet skis and driving boats that don't know anything about anything, and it's not even safe anymore. I mean, I finally just said, no, this is it. I ain't gonna risk the life of my children for these idiots, you know. There was some women out there with hijabs on, or whatever you call it, stupid things, riding jet skis, you know, and cut you right off. I mean, I had to slow down or I'd have hit her. I should have, maybe, but anyways.
John,
yeah,
it is a different world. I would bet our people in Texas would say, welcome to America. That is how it is.
Yeah,
changed.
They've experienced it for many a time, for years.
Yeah. You know, San Diego has had the problem. They've been dumping. Mexico's been dumping raw sewage. How'd you like to have some oceanfront property right down around San Diego, and come out to the stench of raw sewage from Mexico, routinely?
Yeah,
I mean that's just not all the time. It's not. Occasionally, but it is all the time anymore.
Yeah, and it's in response to us tightening up the borders and yeah. kicking people out.
And so the headlines are you know, I mean, raw sewage being dumped. How about this? Don't go. You know, spring break has been the last couple of weeks, and you didn't see a big part of it, but the feds were warning about don't go to spring break in Mexico, that there were many places, many travel advisories they put up. See, it's that dollar, but places like Acapulco the Big Sur down Baja California, Cabo San Lucas and La Paz, they're war zones anymore. You've got these Mexican drug cartels that are kidnapping Americans, are killing, raping, beheading. It is different. It is not the way it was. Got the phone ringing. Let's take a caller this morning. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning, Richard. This is Kenneth from Louisiana.
Hey, Kenneth. Good morning.
All right, yeah. Good morning, and good morning to you fellas. You know, I have come to realize in today's society how much the white Israelite race are being played. You know, we're being played with soft kill weapons like drugs, entertainment, pornography, multiculturalism, hip-hop music, and all I hear on these fake neocon info news patriot types, which are, to me, in my opinion, they're thieves and robbers. According to John chapter 10, verse 1, it says, all those who come through the, not through the door, are thieves and robbers. And all they talk about is ISIS or Islam or Al-Qaeda. And while they're talking about that, they never mention about black-on-white crime or what's happening to our people over here in the United States or probably in South Africa or Australia or the Western world. And, you know, we need a prophet in this land. I know they've got prophets in this land, and I'm not talking about in a churchy sense, but we need the elders of Israel. We need to let a man of God come forth and be a prophet to get our people away from a lifestyle of sin. You know what I'm saying? And I just don't see a prophet in the land yet. And how can that come about? That's what I want. That's pretty much my question. How can we?
It could have been we've had the last prophet.
Oh. Yeah, it could have been.
Say that again?
It could be that we had the last prophet. You know, God sends a prophet to his people, and he sends them to his people for a while, and if they don't listen, you know, sometimes the prophet goes away.
Yeah, I have a prophet's disposition. I feel a lot of times disheartened and rejected by churches and stuff like that, and I ask God, how can I stand out? And it just, you know... it's one of those things. I don't know if the evil lifts up the prophet or God. I don't know. God raises them up. I don't. You know,
unlike in the Old Testament, unlike in some of the Bible history stories that we have, our people today have the word. They have the word, mm-hmm. and they have a choice to make. And that's one of the reasons that this ministry has pushed things like the Bible reading plan and the reading of the Bible, you know, paying for shortwave time to just have the Bible, the Word of God, read so that people mm-hmm. that might be tuning in can hear it. And so the people today, they have a choice. They can yield to, like you said, you categorized them as those soft weapons. They can yield to sin and to everything that the world puts out, or they can make a choice to be in the world but not of the world, and that is really nothing new. That's what we're instructed to do from 2,000 years ago. It is that way. The enemy is very invasive and has permeated almost every aspect of our society, but the old admonition that God gives is "Be ye separate." That is still there. Now you'll be called. We learned from the last prophet we had. You'll be called racist, and you'll be called this and that. It is to the point that M&M candies, you know, the M&Ms, are coming out with. They're putting a white chocolate out, and they're being called racist. It's utterly ridiculous. It is, and we're sure hoping and praying that this insanity will stop.
Yeah, I
can. You want to get
Yeah, and I'm sick and tired of all this race mixing going on. People are so kind and mesmerized, and there's no, it seems like no antidote in our society against all that. It's just live and let live, and I'm uncomfortable with watching this nation going down.
Well, but you got to understand too, Ken, that live and let live, that's what the world puts out. Not Christianity. That's not Christianity.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. The righteous, the Bible says the righteous one considers the house of the wicked, turn the wicked to ruin. So I'm definitely not a conservative. Yeah. I want to see a theocracy in this land, and there's nothing to conserve in this society no more. I wouldn't even dare call myself a conservative because there's nothing to conserve. Yeah. Everything is going bad.
John, you had something.
Yeah, Ken. Start praying. Here I am, Lord, use me. What is it thou wouldest have thy servant do? But make sure when you do it that you understand that the Lord will use you, because the harvest is plentiful and the laborers are few. And he'll give you an opportunity to serve and to make a difference more than you ever could imagine if you genuinely mean it. What it's going to take is real men, just like our pastor told us, that'll rise up, that have been given the truth all of these years. That's why these timeless truths are still so important. This Jezebel series, there's so much in that Jezebel series that you cannot get a complete understanding of it unless you watch it more than once or listen to it more than once. A lot of these messages, the more we listen to them, the more we get. That's our calling. You are one of the remnant. You are one of those that God has not only called but chosen. And that's another reason why that the next theme for Branson this year is sanctification. Sanctification is the next step. It's when we're willing to put aside our own selfish wills, wants, and desires and serve the Lord to do His will, not thy will, no matter what the consequences.
Yep. Amen. Amen. And Ken, it starts with you. It starts with me. It starts with John and with Jason. It has started. It starts with individuals, like John said, that men will choose to say, nope, I am not going to partake in that. And it goes from there. It starts on the individual level, and then it grows from there. And it grows in God's timing. He gives His people that free will, that choice. And they get to choose. And if they choose wrongly, if they choose sin, well, then it's like choosing that king that will come in and take your children and your food and tax you heavier. And that's all right. That's what we want. That's what we want. And that's been our sin all along, is trying to be like everybody else.
All right. Well, fair enough, men. Have a good day.
Thanks, Ken.
Thank you. Along those lines, we've been given so many pieces of truth, so many things that really make it easy. The God Save America Again DVD, just that song I shared with several people who never saw it just recently, and you know what, their eyes teared up, because the things that were in there that even 2 years ago people would scoff at as political correctness, they know they're hungering and thirsting for the truth. We have an opportunity like never before to reach these people, and just something like that DVD will explain to them the truth about Christian Israel, about the importance of immersion baptism, about how we've been lied to, about who the real enemy is, all of those things. DC Street Sorcery, they may not be ready for it, but the next step is if you start to show them, you know, they'll start to say, oh yeah, you know, did you know that the streets are laid out demonically? And yeah, I knew that. Here, check this DVD out, you know. It might cost you a few bucks to do it or whatever it is, but And even more important than that, you call and you write and you ask for as many how to become a Christian or Acts 2:38 or don't miss out, and we'll send it to you. And you give it to your friends. You give it to your family. But first, you know, in Hebrews 1:14, it says, are they not all ministering spirits sent out to render service for the sake of those who will inherit salvation? Well, that's us, right? Those that have been washed in the blood, those that are born again of the water and the Spirit. We have command and charge over all of God's angels. What we need to do is start targeting people. We got to quit trying to, you know, target the world and target specific people. Maybe it's your brother, maybe it's your mother-in-law, maybe it's a co-worker or whatever, but just pray, Lord, send ministering angels to them, remove the scales from their eyes, unstop their ears, Father, let them see the truth, and don't be surprised if they do, and then they're going to hunger and thirst for the truth, and then you have an opportunity to share the things that you've been given for 30 years, some of you, 20, 30, whatever it is, members of the remnant. God is calling his people to order, and we have an opportunity like never before. He's given us a second chance, but this second chance is only temporary if we don't take the bull by the horns and take the reins and fulfill what it is that he's prepared us to do.
Amen. Amen. And John, people are, I'm gonna encourage the people out there that are listening, people are ordering those items in bulk and passing them out.
Praise God.
Jason's had to reprint some things because we've sent out, you know, massive quantities of the booklets. And so, yeah, the don't miss out, the how to become a Christian, you know, what does Acts 2:38 mean? Things like that, the gift that changed the preacher. Quite a few. We have a plethora of resources. And people, I encourage you, there are part of the remnant that are ordering 10, 20, 100. We'll make them. If it's DVDs, we'll make them and print them and send them to you. We'll print more if we have to. Whatever it is that we can do. But people out there are doing that. So if you're debating whether to do it or not, hey, order 10 or 12 and carry them with you in your car or your truck. And have you know, Acts 2:38, how to become a Christian. We have these resources available, and we have been blessed in the fact that we've been called out of that darkness, that we've been shown these truths. And so shouldn't we be prepared to share those truths with others? And it may be something as simple as sharing a pamphlet with them. It really may. But it, like you said, John, it almost needs to be one-on-one. I had somebody call the office a couple weeks ago, and we were talking about how when he grew up, they used to, when they would come out of church, there was always a flyer on the car, you know, eat at Billy's Fried Chicken Place or whatever it was, windshield repair or something. And now it's illegal. You can't go to churches and put flyers because we've had people do that. We've had people order hundreds of how to become a Christian and pass them out that way and, you know, almost get arrested for doing that. And so, like you said, John, let it be one-on-one and pray about it. Pray about it. Just like the advice that was offered. Lord, here I am. Use me. Send me. How can I serve you? How can I serve your people? And if you'll pray that, you'll get an answer. You sure will. And we have resources available to help you. The DC Street Sorcery Part 1 and Part 2, the God Save America Again DVDs, they are timeless truths that you aren't being put out anywhere else. They really aren't.
You know, there's men that are rising up all across this country, and I've talked to quite a few of them, who, since our pastor was called home, have taken their walk seriously, and they've grown exponentially in truth and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm one of them, you know, because so many of us were just sitting there, feed me, feed me, feed me, and we were just riding on the pastor's coattails. Well, you know, I don't know what happened. I know one thing, he didn't die a day sooner than the Lord Jesus Christ proclaimed for him. Amen. But the bottom line is, had he had the choice to stay and some of us not actually be able to earn our crown, he had earned his crown, or go and have us finally take our walk seriously and earn our crowns, then I know what his choice would have been. And you know what? I know his choice would have been that if it was just for me. Just for me. But how many men out there did he love, did he put his life on the line for, to teach all of these things? We've been given all the tools, spiritual warfare weapons that most people don't even fathom. And he prepared us for the battle, but one man couldn't do it. It had to be all throughout the country. There has to be men, just like he said, God wants men, real men, to rise up all across this country and to proclaim the truth. That's our job as the remnant. And if you're not going to be the remnant, then don't be in the body. That's the bottom line. Because with great reward comes great responsibility. That's it. That's the bottom line.
Amen. Amen.
You know, I think we missed something too in Acts 19, 11, and 12 regarding the prayer cloths. You know, we've prayed that these prayer cloths would be like a sponge and absorb these prayers and sent them and had, you know, miracles happen.
Yes, have.
And this is what the Bible says in Acts 19, 11, and 12. God was performing extraordinary miracles by the hands of Paul, so that handkerchiefs or aprons were even carried from his body to the sick, and the diseases left them. But here's the part we missed too. And the evil spirits went out.
Yes.
That means that we can do prayer cloths to send to people who may have evil spirits, some people who may have created conduits to demons. That's something I just realized the other day. And these are the things that we are to do. I specifically have been targeting my older brother who just for some reason, I believe it's because when he was younger, he got into playing Dungeons and Dragons with many of his friends that he went to school with. And I look back, and none of those are Christians. You know, there's not a lot of difference between a Ouija board and between Dungeons and Dragons. You start messing in the dark side, and you're calling upon demons to be leading you instead of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the bottom line. My brother was brought up as a Christian. He was brought up going to church, and he fell completely away from it, and it was right around the time in high school when he got into that kind of stuff. Now, you can take it or leave it, but there's conduits to demons. Our pastor taught us that. That's just the way it is.
Amen.
Yeah, even, you know, back in the day, too, I mean, there was even pamphlets and there was booklets that were warning of the dangers of Dungeons and Dragons that, you know, people were passing out all over the place, warning of how bad it was.
Yep. And those prophets that are out there that understood the dangers. Same with this stupid Pokemon. How many times did we warn our people? You know, one good thing is I believe God's answered our prayer to a lot of that, because a lot of that hype has died down.
Yes.
You don't. It's not the headlines anymore. I think God is. I really believe God answered our prayers, and He's blocking that from some people, because that was such a destruction that was going out there.
Yeah. To each generation, our enemy doesn't rest. Our enemy doesn't stop, and so we have to be just as diligent. Again, as those watchmen on the wall, we have to. For the remnant, as well as for our individual families and our individual lives. And, you know, John, it's interesting. You mentioned that in Acts 19:11, and you read that, that God was working miracles through that. I encourage you, those listening in, keep reading that. Read 13, 14, and 15. You read about the seven sons of Sceva and those that came in and tried, that they didn't believe that Jesus was the Christ. They didn't believe, but they would come in and say, "Well, I adjure you by Jesus whom Paul proclaims," and the spirits would answer back and say, we acknowledge Jesus Christ, but you don't have his authority," and they were able to overpower. And so there's a great story there. I encourage you to read that and to study that and to think about that and to pray about that. See, the demons believe, and they shudder, and they know that Jesus Christ has power over them, and he's given us that power. Again, there's that choice again, like we talked about with the caller. There's that choice. You have a choice to repent and turn from your sin and do it no more and accept, that free gift of salvation. And then be a doer of the word, and then have that power and authority that Christ has, that he freely gives, or not. It is as simple as that. But it's a choice.
Yeah, if you look at, it's still there, I just looked, but in Mark, starting in verse 14, under the title, the subtitle, the disciples commissioned, dropping down to verse 15, and he said to them, this was Jesus, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He who has believed and been baptized shall be saved, but he who has disbelieved shall be condemned. These signs will accompany those who have believed. In my name they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues, they will pick up serpents, and if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Now, what did Pastor say that we were? Jedi. What is a Jedi? Jesus' disciples. You have to decide whether you are a Jedi and whether you are Jesus' disciples. Yeah. And if you are, these signs will accompany you, period.
Amen. Amen. There's a, I mentioned it to you before the program, but there's a, I won't give his name, but there's a fairly local guy down in Southern Colorado that sells bulls. And he has a quite a following. And he has a Sabbath day devotion, and that he sends out some, he's a Christian man, that he sends out to those that get his emails. And he's been, it's like he's been converted. He is promoting baptism and just putting out the simple truths of the scriptures of baptism, just like this one. And when people will read their Bible and pray and turn from sin, repent, definitely have to do that, God opens up the Word. He will open up the Word to you. You don't have to go and hear it on Sunday morning to get it. And I think, John, you mentioned earlier about in that those end times, knowledge will increase. And I think that is, we're seeing that. It's sure encouraging to me to see the last few Sunday emails that this person has sent out, and he's doing it in love. He's saying, you know, listen, don't be too quick to unsubscribe to what I'm sending you. Pray about it, read your Bible, and he made a good point, and I'll share it here. He says it really doesn't matter what you think, and it really doesn't matter what I think. It matters what the Word says. What the Word
says.
And a proper interpretation of it, what the Word says. And John, it says it right there, Mark 16:15. Go forth to every part. I've got a New English Bible today. Go forth to every part of the world and proclaim the good news to the whole creation. Those who believe it and receive baptism will find salvation. Those who do not believe will be condemned. Faith will bring with it these miracles. Believers will cast out devils in my name and speak in strange tongues. If they handle snakes or drink any deadly poison, they will come to no harm, and the sick on whom they lay their hands will recover. And there it is. You cannot argue with that. Not truthfully, anyway.
Nope.
You just can't. And that's one of the many truths that our pastor put out. Time after time after time, because he knew that that wasn't the end to believe and be baptized. It's another beginning. It's another beginning. It's a, you know, when you're born, that's a new beginning. When you're born again of the water and the Spirit, guess what? It's a new beginning, and then you go from there.
Yeah, for some time now, the Lord's woke me up at like 3:33 in the morning, and sometimes, quite often, 3:33 in the afternoon, I'll just be convicted to stop whatever I'm doing and pray whatever it is that the Lord leads. But it was one of the Gideon elite who revealed to me that if you look at Ezekiel 3, it's Ezekiel's commission, and that's really the first thing that the Lord gave me, the first Branson that I was at, after Pastor Peter's passed, and that's the Son of Man, I've appointed you as watchman over the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, warn them from me. When I say to the wicked, you will surely die, and you do not warn him to speak out and warn the wicked to turn from his wicked way, that he may live, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. Yet if you have warned the wicked, and he does not turn from his wickedness, or from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but you have delivered yourself again. But the thing that I really didn't realize until recently here is 33 is a parallel to 3. So there's your 3 and your 33. And 33, the subtitle is the watchman's duty. And it kind of reads the same, but in verse 7 it says, "Now as for you, son of man, I have appointed you as watchmen for the house of Israel. So you will hear a message from my mouth and give them warning from me." That's what we all are. We're to be the watchmen. Amen. The watchmen over the house of Israel. We fell asleep. God given us a second chance. I believe he breathed his breath. I know Ezekiel is about the dry bones, the dead bones being revived. But in reality, spiritually, there was a multitude of people who were spiritually dead who, because of, I think, of our prayer and our fasting and our crying out to God, God save America again, the mighty weapon, all of these things that our pastor showed us and taught us, he heard his people. And he's granted us a reprieve, but that reprieve is temporary if we, the watchmen, those that call ourselves the remnant, don't do what we're supposed to do, and that is to warn those that can to come to repentance and to teach them what repentance is.
Yep. You hear so much on the radio and from the false Judeo-Christian churches today that God loves you just the way you are. You just come to him just the way you are, and he'll just take you in, and he'll you never hear anything about change. You never hear anything about change. And right where you're reading in Ezekiel 33, he goes on and says, "You will take messages from me and carry my warnings to them. It may be that I pronounce a sentence of death on a man because he is wicked. If you do not warn him to give up his ways, the guilt is his, because he is wicked. Yet, if you do not warn him to give up his ways, the guilt is his, and because of his wickedness, he shall die. But I will hold you answerable for his death. But if you have warned him to give up his ways," there's repentance. Repentance and change. Change. Turn. "And he has not given them up, he will die because of his wickedness. But you will be saved yourself." And I encourage you, read on 10 and 11. God says, "I have no desire for the death of the wicked. I would rather that a wicked man should mend his ways and live. Give up your evil ways. Give them up, O Israelites. Why should you die?" And that message is still here today. That's the message of Christ. Repent. Repent and be baptized. Turn from your wicked ways. It's a choice. It is a choice. But it is still, that is still, yep, just as applicable today, that Ezekiel 33. I know I've read it before, but boy, there it is right there. And that applies to all of us. It certainly does.
Changing the subject somewhat, and I don't know if Jason, if you saw this, but this is a warning to the remnant. Apparently there's a new bill that's working through the House and Senate called H.R. 1313. It's part of the Abominations Affordable Care Act. But basically what it's doing is it's creating a mandate that employers enforce immunization. And if you don't, you could be let go. And they're talking about flu shots here. They're talking about under the guise of productivity loss, sick leave, things like that, mandating vaccinations, specifically the flu vaccination, and how evil that is.
Yeah, and one of the things that it also does is it makes it a requirement at some point in time to do genetic testing on all your employees. The one thing is, and that's a big part of it, is the mandatory vaccinations, but it's also genetic testing, and basically they want to do a genetic test on every one of your employees, and then they can look at their genetics, find their weaknesses, find their strengths, find out who they are. And it sounds like a science fiction movie when you look into it.
Yeah, I was reading something about, there's some online stuff now about DNA. They're teaching them how to modify DNA and to do experiments and things like that. And they've already taken some human genetics and mixed them with animals. And, I mean, how close are we to the point of where man's thoughts were continually
yes.
evil?
Yes.
Like I said, we've been given a reprieve. But, see, we can stand in the gap. That's our job right now. I think we're to be the intercessors, you know. We're to be like Jonah was to Nineveh. And, you know, I think something we miss in the story of Ahab and Jezebel as well was that Elijah warned Ahab that God was going to destroy him and wipe out his family. And he tore his clothes and he repented. I mean, and he fasted, and God forego the catastrophe that was planned for him to his next generation. I mean, this was one of the most wicked kings in all of Israel, who understood that the importance of fasting and repentance.
Amen. Nineveh was the same way. The people of Nineveh, they weren't even
right.
Israelites. And but as God said, I have no death, no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that he would repent and change his ways. And
even the animals fasted.
Yeah, those in Nineveh, they took it for what it was, and they fasted, at least that generation. Now the next generation, I think, that came up, they forgot.
Well, it was over 100 years.
Yeah, but that applies today. It's that choice. It's that choice.
Yep. And I think we're there, to be honest with you. I think God's calling his people right now, just like 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, to be those intercessors,
yes.
to be those who will thwart the destruction that is planned. You know, for some reason, this Ezekiel, there's a whole bunch of things that the Lord showed us in Ezekiel. Jason's showed us how we'd be burying the dead for, was it 6 months or 9 months? And the prophecy of Gog and Magog. And, you know, if you really look at what's going on in Russia and China and stuff, it's very possible that groundwork's being laid for that scenario.
Yes. I think it is.
Yes.
But I also believe that if we humble ourselves and pray and seek his face and turn from our wicked ways, that God can and will thwart anything that's planned against his nation, Jerusalem, this nation.
Yes.
Yep.
Absolutely. Greater
that's
is
why it's called
the question is. Go ahead.
No, I said that's why they call it intercessory prayer.
Yes.
That's what you're doing, and that's what you're doing for people. You can do that. You don't have to do that just for a person. You can do that for people. You can do that for a land. You can do that for, you know, plagues that are coming against our people. You know, I mean, it says in Ezekiel there that you're going to spend 9 months burying the dead. Well, that doesn't mean that has to be, I mean, God can come through and he can make that many dead, and there don't have to be one of our people in there.
Absolutely. Amen.
Those you know, who will not have
people
me
need to have that mentality. Oh, you know, because you know there's going to be a change in the land, and there's going to be destruction in the land. But it's not going to be the righteous that are destroyed. You know, granted, it's probably going to be some sad times, and there's people going to go through some hardships. But that doesn't mean that it's not a good thing, and that doesn't mean that it's not the wicked that are going to perish.
Amen. Amen. Jesus say, "Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." Practice it, who get up in the morning and do it, and do it during the day, and go to bed at night thinking about it, lawlessness. That's the words of Christ. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. And it's what do you practice?
But what do you remember practice? Too, he said, bring those to the court and slay those who would not have me rule over them.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
That's
is coming.
Really where it is.
That day is coming. That day is coming. It is. It is.
For, First Samuel, too, when they demanded a king. God told Samuel, it's not you that they reject. It's me that they reject.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we're about out of time, guys. Want to invite everybody to church tomorrow. We'll start early with a review of the news. About 8:30 Mountain Time. That's 9:30 Central and 10:30 Eastern. And then we'll have our pastors. We'll have a Holy Spirit-inspired message from him. And you just have to come to church to see what it's going to be. But it will bring. We encourage you to bring your notepad. Take notes. You'll need to. And we'll have a John. Are you going to continue on with the live message with that Holy Spirit series, Spiritual Warfare?
Yeah. It's a little deviation, but it's basically about something that we need to do, I think, to prepare for the spiritual warfare that's coming. And I think the title is going to be Humble Your Soul.
Humble Your Soul, absolutely. I think that's one of those, finally, be strong in the Lord. You know, finally put on the full armor of God. It seems to me that's what it'll be. It's part of that leading up to the finally. Is the way it
you'll see
it seems like so. Yeah, we'll see. So we encourage you to join us there, and that live message will be at 10 o'clock east, 10 o'clock Mountain, 11 o'clock Central, and noon on the East Coast. And so we encourage you to join.
Don't forget about Passover too.
Yes, then we've got one more week till Passover, April 2nd, and we will put together a program. In a Passover service. If you're not familiar with the Passover, the proper biblical Passover, we have the book, Solar Sanity versus Lunar Lunacy. It's available at our website, scripturesforamerica.org. You still got a week. If you want to contact us, I'll send you that book and let you look it up. It is to be an everlasting remembrance of when God Almighty spared his people. But the blood has to be applied. The blood has to be applied. It's as simple as that. Well, thanks so much.
Working on a powerful Holy Spirit inspired message for that evening as well. So if you'd keep that in your prayers, I'd appreciate it.
Amen. Amen. And that's April 2nd. So, folks, thanks for joining us. Men, we'll see you at church tomorrow.
Rolling, stay high. Ha! Ha!
Keep rolling, though this country's stolen, keep on rolling over, stay high. Fast and free together, make them health and forever, knowing the King is by our side. Those old stakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, they high.
They're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our King will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride. Though they're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake high. My heart's calculating, our King will be waiting at the end of our ride.